Mr. Horowitz has a yard site today for his father-in-law, so we dedicate the learning in his memory. Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Elimelech Shimon Ben Binyamin. Last week we learned the Mishnah on Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, and we just started the Gemara. The Mishnah spelled out the din of Tchumen, that a person is not permitted to go Chutz L'Tchum, and his property has the same Tchum that he has, that you're not permitted to take his property Chutz L'Tchum of the Bailam. Habehema v'ha'akelim kiragli ha'bailam. Has the same Tchum as the owner. What happens if I lend something to somebody else before Yontif? So even though it belongs to me, but I lent it to the other person before Yontif. I lend it to a friend, I lend it to a child. So then it has his tchum. Even though it doesn't belong to him, he has jurisdiction over this property. So it has his tchum. What if I lend it to him in the middle of Yontif? So then the Mishnah says no. It has the tchum of the owner who had it at the beginning of Yontif. So the Gemara starts off by saying that the Mishnah seems to be against the Tana Rav Doisa. Rav Doisa says if you've already made up your mind before Yontif that you're going to sell some property to someone else, sell a behemoth to someone else, so you already made up your mind, let's say I have a shepherd and the shepherd has a different tchum and I have a different tchum, each person can make an erev tchum and he can have a tchum over here. You don't have to, you can have areas that are overlapping, but not the tchum is not necessarily going to be identical. So the question is, if I have behemoths that have my tchum, and then in the middle of Yom Tov, I have a Yiddish shepherd, a religious shepherd take over my behemoths, and he may take them to a different area that's his tchum, but it's not my tchum, it's going to be a problem. So Abdaisa says, what if we all had in mind, we all made up in advance before Yom Tov, then I'm going to give over the sheep to this shepherd in the middle of Yontif. So even I didn't give it to him on Erev Yontif, it has his tchum. Like as if I would have already given it to him the Pikudin before Yontif, it would have had his tchum. So if I made up in advance, I'm going to give it to him, it also has his tchum. So the Gemara first thought that the Mishnah is the like Erev Doisa, because the Mishnah says it depends, did you lend it? Cannot have two tchumim.
So at the beginning of Yontif, before he gave it to him, and he had full possession of it, so it's on his tchum.
So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says since you knew in advance that you planned to give it to the other party in the middle of Yom Tov.
But before I gave it to him, my tchum fell on the behemoth on Shabbos.
So we say it wasn't. We say even before Shabbos, even before Yom Tov, it already has the tchum of the shepherd.
Retroactive.
To whom, not retroactive. Well, since it was known before Yom Tov that I planned to give it the matana, the mecher, or the sheilo, or the hafkara to the other person, it already has his tchum.
But the question here, the lawyer is a professional. If I do the same thing to a private person before Shabbat, I say, I'm going to give you a book. You can take it or whatever it is. It only means on the lawyer, because the lawyer will know he has a certain pattern of going every year, he goes the same way, he does not pick up a certain way. So the giver automatically has machte to go in his tchum, in his way. Because the roi is different than the individual person. Otherwise, he wouldn't give me an example of a roi.
No, the gemark is both. No. Here, take a look at the top line. Gemark says, lakech or roi. Either I give over to a shepherd who's going to hold on to the behem as a pikadon, or I give it over as a mecca. I'm going to sell it to him. He's going to pay me after Yontif. And it was made up in advance that he's gonna pick it up in the middle.
No, two
different cases. The Brisa quotes two cases. The second case is a shepherd, and the first case was that he plans to buy a lekech. He's gonna buy the behemoth, and he made up in advance he's gonna buy this specific behemoth, and he's gonna pick it up in the middle of Yontif. So it has his tchum from the beginning of Yontif. So first, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is against Rav Doisa. Because the Mishnah says it depends. Did he pick it up before Yontif? Did he pick it up in the middle of Yontif? The Gemara says no. On the sixth line from the top of Lamed Zayin on the base. Not necessarily a machlokes between the Mishnah and Rav Doisa. I feel the time with Rav Doisa. The Mishnah could even read well if you all like Rav Doisa. If there's more than one shepherd and you didn't make up your mind before Yontif whether you're going to give it to Reuven or to Shimon, so then you can say it already has his tchum. We don't know who he is going to be. But if there's only, Rav Deutz is talking, there's only one shepherd, or we know in advance, we made up in advance who it's going to be. So then even if you didn't give it to him before Yontif, we know in advance, so it's already kind of his tchum, already kind of his shvis. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is very meduyak also, because the Mishnah says if I gave the behemah in the middle of Yontif to my son or to the shepherd, it means it wasn't, there are two people I can give it to, either my son, either one of the children or to the shepherd. And it wasn't determined before Yontif whether I'm going to give to my son or to the shepherd. So that's why it's not kind of his, it's not kind of the son's tchum or the shepherd's tchum. It has my tchum. But if there's no two ways about it, we know it's only going to go to the son, it's only going to go to the one shepherd, one and only shepherd, so then it has, then it's Adarabba, the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Doisa, then it has the tchum of the other person, even though I didn't give it over to him yet. Because it's omeid to become his. It's omeid, it's... we know in advance before Yontif that he's going to be picking it up in the middle of Yontif. That's important, that definition. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bahana Amar Echanan, Halachik Rab Doisa. We paskin like Rab Doisa, that even though he didn't get it yet, it's kind of Shvisa, the behema, the object, whatever, has the tchum of the person to whom I plan to give it to, even though he didn't get it before Yontif, because it's omeid that it's going to be his.
Can you apply it to Lekeh Behema too?
Also, yeah, also.
So there's one Lekeh in the town, or there are two?
No. We made up in advance that I'm going to give it to him.
Oh.
The Gemara has later a discussion. Gemara has here on the top of Lamed Chesamid Aleph, about seven lines from the top. Oma Shmuel. Lamed Chesamid Oma Shmuel. What if I raise animals and I sell the animals? Whoever wants can buy an animal. And each one has a price on it, and people come on Yontif to pick up the animals, and each person has a different tchum. Each one of the customers has a different tchum. So before Yontif, it was not yet determined
which animal
is going to go to whom. They come on Yontif and they look at the different animals, and each one has a different price tag, and then he takes it home, and after Yontif he makes out a check and he pays it. So the Gemara says even that will make him. That's a shaila brera. Do you say, since in before Yontif we know that we may be giving it to any one of the people in the town, and if it's a big business man, he may even give it over to someone in a different village, the Terchatchum. So that's what the Gemara says, we'll make a lot not to. The Gemara says like this, Omar Shmuel Shoshal Patam. A Patam is a big businessman who fattens up animals. And he has such good PR, people even come from adjacent, from nearby villages, which are obviously Terchatchum, they come to this fellow's home, and they pick up behemoths and they take it back with them to their village. So that's Harehu Keragle Kolodom. Since we know in advance he's open for business on Yontif, he doesn't talk money and so on, but the Mishnah says in Beitz earlier, people can pick up merchandise from the shop and pay after Yontif. They don't discuss the price. Everybody will figure out what the price is. So if the animals are raised by a big businessman who even gets customers from Michutz La'ir, so whoever the customers are, we say it was Oymed Lekach. We say Yesh Breire, it was Oymed Lekach, that it was kind of his tchum in the beginning of Shams. If it's a Shoshal Roeh, but if he's just a local shepherd, he doesn't advertise in the newspaper so much, so he rarely gets business from anybody Michutz La'ir. He business only from the people in the city, the local people buy from it. So then, Harei Keragli Yosel here. Then, if the customers that come and pick it up in the middle of Yontif for our local people who live in the city, so then I say Gloy Muslim Afreya. We say Yesh Breire Gloy Muslim Afreya. It was aimed to become his from the beginning of Yontif, and it has his tchum. And each person in the city may have a different tchum. But if someone from a different city is going to buy it, we're going to say that it has his tchum. No, that you can't say that it was aimed lekach. That's only by Shoshal Patam, one who advertises a lot. He's a big businessman, and we know that he generally draws customers even from other cities. But in Shoshal Roya, you can't say Yesh Breira that it was Aymed Lekach. But this is all based on Rav Deis's din. Rav Deis says, whenever it's Aymed Lekach, that it's going to belong to this person in the middle of Yontav, or he's going to take it as a Pikodin, in the middle of Yontav, as a Shomran and Pikodin, then it's kind of his tchum from the very beginning of the Yontav. So here the Gemara is going to continue on this theme about the details of this halacha. So Rabba Bachan, again, on Lamed Zayin on the base, about eight lines from the top of Lamed Zayin on the base, Rabba Bachan quotes in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that we paskin like Rab Doisa. Even though I didn't give the behemah, I didn't give the book, I didn't give the talis, whatever, I didn't give it to the shomer, I didn't give it to the neighbor before Yontif, but since I spoke about it before Yontif and it's Aymed Lekach, we know that I'm going to give it to him. So it's kind of his tchum. Frag the Gemara, how can Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Doiso? Miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, is that so? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan halachik is Stam Mishnah. Usually Rabbi Yochanan paskin is like a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah means a Mishnah that has no name, an anonymous Mishnah. Usnan, and the anonymous line in the Mishnah says, Habein v'akelim kiragla bailin. It says in the Stam Mishnah, it all depends who had it at the beginning of Yontif. The Mishnah says, if I gave it over in the middle of Yontif, it's kind of shvisa by me. It doesn't have the tchum of the person to whom I gave it over. So how can you say that Rabbi Yochanan paskin? How can Rabbi Baba Chana, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, says he paskins like Rabbi Doiso? How can it be? It's against the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, no, we just far emphasize that it's not in contradiction to the Mishnah. But Lavu Kivna, did we just that sign the Mishnah? Kam b'roya echad, kam mishnei royim. That when does Rabbi Doiso say if it's aymed lekach, then it has the tchum of the shepherd, it has the tchum of the child, or whatever. If there's only one shepherd, only one son, we know in advance who's going to get it. But if it's nothing is clear before Yanta begins, then not. So that, yeah, then it depends on the tchum of the balabos in the beginning of Yanta. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan paskin is like the Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah doesn't contradict Rabbi Doiso, and that's the halacha. So now the Gemara a little later, we'll take another few lines, the Gemara later is going to be basing halachas on this assumption, that the halacha is like Rabbi Doiso. We'll soon get to it. Tana Rabbanan, this din is not. Tana Rabbanan says in a braise, Shnaim Shisholu Chaluke Echad Bishutfis. Two people borrowed, let's say, a raincoat or a hat from the neighbor. Two people in the building borrowed my hat. One of them wants to wear the hat Yontif in the morning, and one of them wants to wear the hat Yontif in the afternoon. One who borrowed the hat, the one who borrowed the hat to wear Yontif in the morning, he wants to go daven in such a shul, which is really chutz l'tchum, but he made an erev tchumit to go in that direction. The one who wants to wear the hat in the afternoon of Yontif wants to go in the other direction. He wants to go in the morning to Mizrach, he wants to go in the afternoon to Meirat. And each one has and I have a different tchum, and this neighbor has a different tchum, and he has a different tchum.
Each borrowed before Yontif or
before Yontif.
Before
Yontif. Before Shabbos, before Yontif. Yeah. So what's the din? Shnaim Shisholach Aluke Echad Bishutfis, two people unrelated to each other, both borrowed the same bag, and a chaluk is a garment, and the Shutfis is like this. They Leilach Boshachvis Lebeis HaMedrash. In the morning, he wants to wear this garment to go to the davening. Then the other person borrowed it Likonis Balaavis Lebeis HaMishtach. He wants to go to a party Leil Yontif or Leil Shabbos or Shabbos afternoon, whatever. One of the neighbors who borrowed it made an erev to go to the north, and he has one tchum Shabbos, and the other one has an erev tchum to go to the south. So what's the din? So he can go as far as he wants, and he can go as far as he's able to. No, you cannot have two tchum, and a person can only have one tchum, and objects that belong to someone can only have one tchum. So since I'm the owner of the hat, so I already gave it to these two people, so it doesn't have my tchum, but it has the tchum of both of them. And if the tchumen contradict each other, so you can only wear the hat or carry the hat on Yontif, carry the hat within that area where the two tchumen overlap.
And maybe unable to go at all. If he has a tchum of
Yoshnei, yeah. If he had a tchum going all the way north, he has a tchum going all the way south, and they hardly even overlap, or they don't overlap at all, then neither can use it at all. Neither can punch.
So it means already has 4,000 miles.
Okay.
They would have.
Yeah. So the Brisa spells it out. So it says the one mishir of all of the zeshir of all of the dora mahalach l'dorm kagmishir of the tzofen. How does it say? The one who made the erev to the north to go further to the north can only go so far to the north. That part that overlaps with the erev with the tchum of the one who made the erev to the south karagla mishir of the dorm. And the second one is zeshir of all of the dorm. The second neighbor who borrowed the hat in order to go in the afternoon to the south to a different location. Mahalach l'doram, he can talk where they had the garment to go to the south. Only how far can he go? To that extent, where it's overlapping, kiragli zeshir of l'tzofen. No, he made it. You can make an erev chumen 1,999 amas away from you. If I'm over here. I'm sleeping over here, I didn't make any erev tchum, so wherever I'm sleeping, I'm eating, that's my makom. And you have a pai mama in every direction. Okay, what if I leave a box of matzahs or a jar of pickles or whatever, salami? You can use whatever you want for an erev tchum. Erev chatzeris in a building, to be allowed to carry, has to be challah, hamotzi lechem menorah, it has to be pas, bread, or matzah.
But Ere Beit Chumen can be any kind, Bakomi Yarbin, you can use any food that you want.
Each one's starting point is in a different direction. So if put it in the same kind of direction. Okay.
So if he puts in Ere Beit Chumen a thousand amas to the north, he puts 1,000 amas to the south, so there's got to be 1,000 amas with this overlap. There will be overlap. But what if one of them made his Ere Beit Chumen 1,999 amas to the north? So this is just the edge of his tchum. He can't go even one step to the south. That's it. And the other one made a tchum. The other one made an erbe tchum. And what if you leave a box of matzahs 2,000 amas away? You can't even get to the box of matzahs where you are. I am sleeping now chutz l'tchum on Friday night. So the erbe tchum is no good. So you can't be kind of shvisa in a place that's chutz l'tchum where you are. But you can leave the box of matzahs 100 amas away, 200 amas away, 1,000 amas away, 1,999 amas away. If you leave it 2,001 amas away, so your chutz l'tchum of your erbe tchum, so the erbe tchum is not valid. But it's possible to have he put an erbe tchum to the maximum that you can do to the north. The other guy puts to the furthest he can do to the south, so there is no overlap at all. The mitzu es hatchum, if they did it, he did it the furthest he can do to the north and the furthest to the south, and I'm the one who lent him the jacket, and I'm in the middle. So that's in mitzvah satchum, they made it in such a way that I'm in the middle. So neither can wear the hat not to the north, not to the south. They can't take it one step out because it has the tchum of both of them.
There must be some area in the middle.
Sure. An ama.
Where they can both carry an ear.
If you have a city, so the whole city is kedalat ama.
Exactly.
Or if you don't have a city, if all three of the people live in the mountains, let's say.
Exactly.
So then you just have the house where the person lives. Yeah. Okay. Itmar now goes the din that's based on Rav Doisa. We'll see. Itmar. Shnaim shalok chavis ubehema bishutfis. Erev Yantif, two people bought a barrel of wine together, or two people bought a behema bishutfis, and they have in mind they're going to divide up the wine. They had no time, Erev Yantif. Late, they came home late from the office, and they're going to have to divide up a big gallon of wine. So they're going to divide it on the El Yantif. One of them has an Erebet Chumah to go in one direction, the other guy has an Erebet Chumah to go in the other direction. So when they divide up the wine, and then let's say one has an Erebet Chumah to go very far to the north, the other one has very far to the south, so they can only carry the bottle of wine or the Veim in the area that has overlap. Yeah. But then let's say they divide the barrel of wine in the middle of Yom Tov. So now you have your wine and I have my wine. So do you say, okay, my part of the wine can go all the way where I have my Erev Beit Chumen, and your part of the wine can go all the way to the south where you have your Erev Beit Chumen? Or do you say, no, but we didn't divide the wine before Yom Tov. We divided it in the middle of Yom Tov. So when Yom Tov began, it got to both Chumen, and you can only carry the wine in the area where there's overlap.
But it was no look on Yom Tov. It was not on Shabbos. There was only one entity, suddenly two entities go.
Nah, that's not Nola. To divide a barrel of wine into two.
But it is two entities.
It's a smaller barrel of wine.
Now it's two entities.
Even
if it's in the same container, it has two legal entities.
Okay, ownership. The ownership changed in the middle of Yom Tov.
Then it's Nola.
No, the Gemara doesn't consider that Nola. The shadow that the Gemara raises is, do you say that your half of the wine was, in the beginning of Yom Tov, there was no half of wine. We planned to divide the wine. We're not going to drink it together. We're going to divide. You're going to have, you may decide to drink too much wine if we're going to eat together. So we're going to divide the wine, 50-50. So do you say, even though we didn't divide the wine before Yom Tov began, but it was Aymed Lekach to divide the wine. So the half of the wine that ultimately turns out to be yours, we say Gloy Muslim Afreya, that wine was going to Shvisa in your tchum, and half of the wine that turns out to be mine, we say Gloy. We did the Chaluk in the middle of Yom Tov. So do we say Yesh Breire Gloy Muslim Afreya, that my half of the wine was going to Shvisa in my direction, your half of the wine was going to Shvisa in your direction, or do you not say Breire? So Rav makes a compromise. Rav Omar. Chavis muteris behemo asura.
You cannot cut the behemo.
Wait a minute. The Rab says it depends. If you're talking about a barrel of wine, so then we say, in the middle of Yom Tov, you divide the barrel of wine. In the beginning of Yom Tov, wasn't divided. But since in the middle of Yom Tov, we divided, so we say the half of wine that turns out that's yours, That was always Oymed Lekach, that it's going to be yours, and it was kind of Shvis and your Tchum, and the half that's mine is mine. But by the Behemah, you shech the Behemah in the middle of Yantav, you divide also the Behemah in half. I take the right half, you take the left half of the Behemah. So, no, there by Behemah you don't say like that. So it's a riddle. Why is there a distinction between a Behemah and a barrel of wine? Shmuel Amar, Shmuel does not distinguish. Chavis Nami Asur. Shmuel holds. They're both the same. Ein Breira. Since before Yantav we hadn't yet divided the wine, we had, so it's the same as having not yet divided the behemah. So I said, kind of shvisa both of them, like shnayim shishalu chaluk b'shutfis, and you can only carry the wine or the flesh of the behemah in the area that has overlap. So the Gemara doesn't understand Rav. Frag the Gemara, my kastover Rav. How are you supposed to understand Rav's compromise that he made a distinction between a chavis and a behemah? If Rav thinks Yesh Breira is a topic by Yorshim Shecholku, we may as well discuss it now because the Gemara is going to schlep it in. Four lines from the bottom. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Four lines from the bottom of the daf. They quote Rabbi Yechanan's din. The din is that in Eretz Yisrael the laws of Yovel apply. God says Yovel every 7th year is Shemitah. And after 7 times 7 is 49, then the 50th year is Shnas HaYovel. Shnas HaYovel, so there's a special din on Yom Kippur, Shel Yovel, you blow shofar. And Rosh Hashanah, Shel Yovel, you also blow shofar. Every year on Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar. We daven Malchus Rena Shofars, and we blow shofar. And once every 50 years, if you have a Yovel, we haven't had Yovel since Bayesheni. But every 50th year, when you have a Yovel, so on the Yom Kippur, Shel Yovel, you have a special Musaf Tikishman Esri that has Malchus Chena Shofars, and they blow Tkiyah Shofar in the middle of Chazoras HaShad, similar to Rosh Hashanah. It's not the same Nusach of the Shman Esri. You don't say Mekadosh Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron. It's not Rosh Hashanah. You say Mekadosh Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim, and so on. But there are certain things that you don't say Zahayom Tchilas Masecha, Hayom HaRasalim, that doesn't apply, the Gemara says. Some of the Piyutim that you say in Rosh Hashanah simply don't apply on Yom Kippur. But the basic three brachas of Malchus Chena Shofars, those are recited on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. So then the Gemara says, by blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, this is Nekadosh Dishnas HaYovel, that has all the dinim. What are the dinim? That whoever has an Eved Ivri has to set him free. Usually you have a right to hold on to an Eved Ivri till the end of 6 years are up. I bought him on Tu B'Shvat, so I have a right to keep him 6 years till Tu B'Shvat, 6 years later. When it comes Lel Tu B'Shvat, I have to let him free, because the 6 years are up. And here, if Yom Kippur Shel Yovel comes before the 6 years are up, so he's Yotze B'Yovel. And then there's another din, that Tzaris Chayzus LeBalei and B'Yovel. If only in Eretz Yisrael, if somebody had to stay Achuzo, somebody had a Tzara that he got, there's a stay Achuzo and a stay Mikna. So somebody had to stay Achuzo that he got B'Yerusha from his father, his grandfather, great-grandfather. And then he goes and he sells it, he has no money. It's not really right to sell a stay Achuzo, but he's hard pressed for money, so he goes and he sells his stay achuzah. So the Torah says you should keep in mind when you sell your stay achuzah in Eretz Yisrael that it's not going to be a memkar olam. It's not going to be sold forever. Yeah. Depending on how many years are left till Yovel, that's how long the lakeach is going to keep it. When it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, if everybody blows shofar in Eretz Yisrael, so then that's the kaddish dishon. If they don't blow shofar, says the kedushas shnas haYovel is not chal. It does not kedushas haYovel. And the Avodim Ivrim don't go free, and the Sodas are not Chesis LeBalei LeYovel. But if the people keep this mitzvah, if the Bezin, the Reivat Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, then all of the mitzvahs of Yovel set in. So that halacha only applies a stay achuzah that I sold is Chesis LeBalei LeYovel. So the Tanoim had a machlokes. What's the din? A man died and he had two sons and they had to divide the Yerusha. So let's say for the first year or two after the father died, they left it b'shutfus. And then after 5 years go by, 10 years go by, the children decide they don't want to leave the Yerusha like this. One of them feels that if I'll do on my own, I'll make a fortune of money. The other brother is pulling me down. I have to always clear everything by him. He has funny ideas. He doesn't understand business. If I'll take over my half of the business by myself, I won't need the approval of the other brother, I'll become a multimillionaire. So they split up the Yerusha. The father died 10 years ago, they split up today. So now when you make the chalukah, how does it, until now, for the first 10 years, the company or the business or the field, the farm, whatever it is, belonged b'shutfis to Reuven and Shimon, who are both the children of Yankel Avinu. And now we divided it in half, so this is mine and that's yours. How did that happen? That this, it, until now, it belonged to both of us b'shutfis. Both halves of the field belong to both b'shutfis. And mikan v'yela, this half is mine and that half is yours. How did that happen? I'm makna to you, my bailus and your half, and you're makna to me, your bailus and my half? Or you say, what do you have to be makna for? When the father died, nobody needed any kinyanim. When Reuven and Shimon yarshin the father 10 years ago, the Torah says that no kinyanim are necessary. That's the din of Yerusha. When the Morish dies, when the father dies, or the rich uncle dies, whoever dies, so the Yerusha goes to the children, no need for kinyanim. So this is also part of the din of Yerusha. Even though the father died 10 years ago, but since 10 years later we draw lots, or we determine on our own, either we have a girl or we make up on our own. I live in New Jersey, so I may as well take that field that's in New Jersey, and you live in Wyoming, so you may as well take the field in Wyoming, right? And the two fields are shoveh b'shoveh. So however we decide who's going to get with which field, if there's a pchor, he gets pishnai. Yeah. Okay. So let's say we make up either there is a pchor, the pchor gets a double portion, there's no pchor, whatever it is. Once we decide who's going to get what, in a peaceful fashion, so do you say I have to be makna to you, my bailus in your field, you're makna to me, your bailus in my field? What are you saying? No, what do you need makna zayin? The din of Yerusha set in 10 years ago when the Morish died. So the din of Yerusha at that time had two parts to it. Number one, kolzman that will remain b'shutfis. Because man, we don't do a chalukah. The whole field belongs to both of us all together. That's called tvusas habayis.
It doesn't belong to the estate, it belongs to the
estate. That's called tvusas habayis, right. Special din. The Mishnah has...
If there's a farm, there's an animal, and the farm has a b'chor that belongs to that, it doesn't, you don't get the mice of the farm because no one particular owner.
Okay, Maisa Beim, yeah. It's a special... Maisa Beim is a special thing, yeah. So the Mishnah says that when Yorshin get from the father, it's not the same as Stam, two people going to Shutfus together. Two people going to Shutfus, let's say 50-50 or 70-30. I put in 70% of the money, you put in 30% of the money. So the 30% that's yours is not mine, and the 70% that's mine is not yours. But we're both running the business together, fine. But when you have tvusas habayis, when a morish dies and the two yarshim get it together, so you don't say that the half that's mine is not yours and the half that's yours is not mine. You say that everything belongs to both of them together. There's slight differences between a tvusas habayis and a regular shutfus. A mishnah in the end of Choras and a shkolim. There are several slight differences, la locha, between a tvusas habayis and a plain shutfus of two partners. So here there was a big machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes hamoroim. When you have, when the father died, so the din of Yerusha sets in that all of the bailus, all of the nechatim of the father, belongs b'shutfis to all of the yorshim.
But I think that the characteristic of ownership is, what is the owner? I don't own the land. I can't put it on my back. I can't do nothing. I think the characteristic of the ownership is the right to dispose of it. At whatever way he wants, he can eat it or he can sell it. So when the father left, he left to each one the right to dispose of one half of the property. Which they have to argue between, they have to agree with them. But basically, he didn't leave. The characteristic of property is automatically you get the right to dispose of it.
Okay.
Whichever form you want, you can give it away. I'm a donor.
Okay.
So therefore, once you don't have to separate the right, you don't have to separate. The right can be tacked on to the binyan standing. Moshe owns one half of the building. You understand that I own 40 apartments or this apartment. He had the right to dispose of 50%.
Yeah, you know, that may be relevant in other cases. I don't think that's relevant here. I don't know if that's relevant yet. Let's first see Nachamal. So when someone dies, let's say the father dies, and he has two Yerushim, so the karka belongs to Yerusha, the shutfis goes, that's the din of Yerusha. So do you say also that included in the din of Yerusha is that if in 10 years from now they decide either by Geirol or they decide by mutual consent how they're going to divide the Yerusha. Included in the din of Yerusha 10 years ago was that this, after 10 years, whenever they'll agree how to divide it, that sada goes to you, and this sada goes to me, and there's no need for me to makna my bailus and your heir. There's no need for you to be makna to me, your bailus and my heir. No, that's the din of Yerusha. What do you say? No, how can that be a chelik of the Yerusha? What? You say that 10 years ago when the father died, it was aimed lakach. You can say that that half of the sada was aimed to go to you, and this half of the sada was aimed to go to me? Mechatesa, why should you say like that? 10 years later, I got married, I had children, I moved to New Jersey, you moved to Wyoming. Oh, 10 years later, it comes out that I want the sada in New Jersey, you want the sada in Wyoming, and we decide that's how we're going to make a chalukah. So you're going to say that this was already included 10 years ago in the Mises HaYoresh, the dinner of Yerusha included that. That Kozman, when the Yoresh dies, Kozman, they don't divide it, it belongs to them, B'shutfas, that's din Yerusha. And also included in Yerusha is that if and when another 10, 20, 50, 60 years they should decide to separate, that field should go to you and not to me, and this field should go to me and not to you. So that's the big machlokes HaTanaim. You say Yesh Brera, or do you say Ein Brera? So if you hold Ein Brera, what it means is you can't say Huver HaDover LaMafreya, that chelik of the Sada was only to be yours, and this chelik of the Sada was only to be mine. No, that's not included in the Hilchos Yerusha. Nothing was aimed to be anything. The only din that the Hilchos Yerusha states is that the Sada is on b'shutfas by both or by all the children right after the father dies. Once they decide by mutual consent or by goyro that they're going to divide it, so you need haknois over there. I'm makna to you, my chelik, and yours, your makna, my. If we're makna to each other, then from now on it's going to be a stay mikna. It's not a stay achuz anymore. So stay mikna goes back to yoivo. When it comes yoivo, we have to give it back to the right. How exactly do you give it back? Who do you give it back to? The father's not alive anymore. So what, I give you my share. Let's say the father died 10 years ago. In 10 years we were living in peace and harmony. Then after 10 years we decide, why should we be b'shutfas? I'm pulling you down, you're pulling me down, we don't get along. So you'll take one half, I'll take one half. And then Yovel comes 10 years later. So when Yovel comes, Yom Kippur Shel Yovel comes, so what do you say? Each and one of us has a stay mikne, so we swap. You give me yours and I give you mine. But mine never belonged to you. Yours never belonged to me. So what are you going to say? That the two halves go back to become a stay achuza, and then we draw lots. Then we draw lots again to decide. It's a question of what it means.
So back that won't back the other supposed to back over. They got to be an inheritance. I took 10 years to break it up, but it can't then buy an inheritance.
During the 10 years that they didn't divide it, for sure it was a stay achuza. That's the machlokes. After you make the halukah,
to divide it amongst the two, then because it was an inheritance.
And let's say I have an inheritance, then I sell it to you. You're a stranger, you're not a brother. So now to stay mikna when I sell it to you. Then maybe the two of us got a Yerusha from the same father, we're brothers, but then we divide it, and then I'm makna to you, my chelik and yours, you're makna your chelik and mine. So each one has a stay mikna. A stay mikna goes back to Yovel. So this is a machlokes HaTanaim. Ha'achim shecholku, this is only by Yerusha, this machlokes. Not shutim shecholku. Ha'achim shecholku, if you have Yorshim, it doesn't have to dafke be children who got from a father. They could be nephews who got from an uncle or their cousins. If their rich uncle died, then the only descendants that he has who are right to get Yerusha are two cousins. So it could be our cousin Shecholku. So Kozman, they didn't divide the Yerusha. So it's a stay achuza. Fine, they got to be Yerusha from the rich uncle. But once they make a chalukah, after the chalukah, does the chalukah say Yorshim require a haknoah, a makna my share and yours, your makna your share to me, that each one now has his day mikna. Day mikna goes back to Yovel. And they say, no, yeish breire. We say included in the din Yerusha that sets in at the moment of death, that was 10 years ago, was two parts. Number one, that after the death, it belongs b'shutfis to all of the cousins, to all of the children, whatever the case happens to be. And number two, that field which is oimed, it's going to turn out later, I'm going to get A and you're going to get D. So the field that A, that was aiming to go to me, included in the din Yerusha was that if and when we decide to divide, that goes to me. The din Yerusha, there's no need for any haknor. So since it's a Yerusha, so it's a stay achuza. It remains a stay achuza.
It was only postponed.
Delayed, right. We just delayed this chalois of the second half of the din Yerusha. But after we divided, it's weiter. It's all mitam the din of Yerusha that there's no need for any hakna. So it's still a stay achuzah. So stay achuzah doesn't go back to Yoivon.
What does problem arise even before Yoivon when it comes to Pediyu?
How far back does it go? That's the Gemara Shaila. How far back? So it'll turn out that the only time the field remains a stay achuzah, ben acha is only chad bar chad ad Yeshua ben Nun. Each person only has one child, and he has one child, and he has one child. Once you have a person that has nine children, have a person that has two children, and they make a halukah, it's a ois, stay achuza, no more stay achuza. It's going to be a stay mikna. The Gemara has the shayla, how about bikurim? The Gemara has a discussion. You only say, you bring bikurim if the parents grew in your field. That's the mitzvah of Havoaz bikurim. Then there's a mitzvah of mikra bikurim to recite Arami Abedavi. You only recite, there are many people, Yesh Mevim Velo Karim. There are people that bring the Kurim, but they don't recite the Rami Abedavi. Ger is one of them. Okay. So the Mishnah has another one. You only recite the Rami Abedavi if you can say, Takodesh Bochu, Varchas Adam Shinasat Alon Hashem, that this is my field. What says that it's my field? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If a man dies and he leaves two children, and the two children divide the Sada, and you say, like Rabbi Yechanan, that when it comes Yovel, they have to give it back. I have to give you back the field that I have because it's after their two sons, so it's a stay mikna now, it's not a stay achuza. So I only have a temporary ownership, I only have a kinyan peiros on the field. It really doesn't belong to me, the oil and void. When I own a field, the oil and void, that's called a kinyan agur. Let's say you buy karka and chutz lores. Not subject to any rules and regulations of yovel. It's not going to go back to yovel, you own it, the oil and void. So does haste a kinyan agur. But in chutz lores, there's no din of bikur. But in Eretz Yisrael, the only place where you have Bikurim, Eretz Yisrael is subject to the laws of Yovel. So if I'm owning a field in Eretz Yisrael that I'm going to have to surrender, I have a stay a mikne. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to have to give it back to the rightful owner who had it originally as a stay achuza. So the Gemara says, Ashayla, maybe I don't recite Mikra Bikurim. I have to bring Bikurim. How can I say, Baruch HaSadam Shenasat Alonu Hashem, I'm not the real Bailam on it. Can you pay us Latke, can you Aguv Domi? The only Bailas that you have in Eretz Yisrael, and a field that you're going to have to surrender when it comes Yovel, it's only a Kenyan Lizman. The Gemara said the Kenyan Lizman is only a Kenyan Paris. Kenyan Paris, you're not called a Bailam. You just have rights and rights to the Paris now for a while. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, then it's going to come out that the only time in the normal course of events, the only time you have a farmer who not only brings Bikurim but recites Aram Yavidavi is if you have Chad Bar Chad Ad Yeshua Bin Nun. The Gemara said, that's very far-fetched. The only time you're going to have a case where the farmer's children and grandchildren, thank you, are going to recite Aram Yavid Avi, is if each farmer, in the days of Yishuminan, they divided Eretz Yisrael. He only had one child, he had one child. The minute you have two children and they made a chalukah, it's always stay achuzah, it's a stay mikneh. Stay mikneh, you're going to have to surrender it when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So it's only a temporary ownership. So the Gemara raises this question in Gittin. Gemara raises the question. It's going to come out very strange. No. Because they didn't make the chalukah before the father died. There was at least they sat Shiva. The first day of Shiva, they were ready to kick. So there was 5 minutes. There was a period of 5 minutes, a half a minute, during which time father dies, and right away they say, we don't want to remain shutim. But for 3 minutes, they were shutim. So that's a very demachlokes. The din of Yerusha certainly sets in that the study goes from the father to the children. Now the question is, can the din of Yerusha have a delayed reaction? Like he says, can it have a delayed reaction that it's chal now that it's owned the shutfas by all the children? And it's also chal now that likishev Yachloku, if and when they'll divide, either 5 minutes from now, or after Shiva, or after 25 years, if and when they'll divide to split up, the Din of Yerusha already said in now that the field A that's aimed to go to Reuven goes to Reuven midin Yerusha, and the field B that's aimed to go to Shimon goes midin Yerusha. Oh no, how can that be? What do you mean it's aimed to go to him? There is no such word that was aimed to go to him. Din of Yerusha only accomplishes now, we own it b'shutfas. Later we need haknas to each other. Have to be makna my bailis and your chelik. You have to be makna your bailis and my chelik. And both of us now achm shecholku. Alukuch hasein. It's a stay mikna.
It's
not chelukah.
In other words, it's stay in your room the way it is. all the way, it has to be recorded.
Yeah, that is no shaila.
So no, it's not necessarily Ben Nefesh, Ben Ma'efesh. It could be also
if they never do a chalukah. They never do a chalukah, then you have no problems. Right? The whole issue only comes up by Hoachim Shecholkov, they make a chalukah. This the topic of Breire. Vaita, so you can have cousins and second cousins and third cousins. So if it remains the Olam Vod like that, or the whole family, one big happy family, they're all staying together, so no problem. So you may be the curry. But it's probably not going to happen like that. We're going to have a third cousin, fourth cousin, we don't even know each other. We have no shachas with each other. So Mishtama, ultimately we will make a chalukah. So then the machleka sets in. The minute you make a halukah, is that a haknoah? Each one is makna to the other one?
But
what do you say now? Whoever wants. They're all shutfim, equal shutfim in their son.
One of, like, say, they're owned by seven brothers. So one of the seven brothers will bring the korban and pay on behalf, he's an agent on behalf of the other seven.
Yeah. The Shaila of Breire appears in the Gemara in different cases.
The wine on Shabbos,
right. The fellow hit, huh?
Yeah,
Afrosha's Truma, yeah. One case, that's the famous case. A person buys wine which is Tevel right before Shabbos, right before Yontif, and he wants to drink it on Shabbos. Not allowed to drink Tevel, it's Nisa B'day Shamayim. If you drink Tevel, and he has no time to be mafshir, he wants to go to shul to daven Kabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Yontif. So he says quickly, after Havdalah, I'm going to pour out some of the wine in one container and designated as Truma Gedolah. I'm going to pour out some more wine in the second container, designated as Maaser Rishon. I'm going to pour out some more wine into the third container, designated as Maaser Sheni, Maaser Radi, whatever it is. So everybody declared now that Shnei Lugin Shani Yosod LaHafish, the 2%, he has 100 units. He says the 2%. Normally you give 2% for Truma Gedolah. So the 2% that I plan to designate later as Truma Gedolah, wherever they are, it's all floating around in the barrel. He's going to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he's going to go down and down and down. He's going to leave this, going to leave on the bottom of the barrel a lot of wine. So he says the 2% of droplets of wine, wherever they happen to be, I already declare them now, wherever they are, as Truma Gedolah. And the 10% is Maaser Rishon, I already designated, but he doesn't know which droplets they're going to be. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Is that a valid form of hafrosha? You can't just take a barrel of wine and say the 2% should not be truma. You have to say where the 2%, what 2%. You have to be kovea mokoim. The Mishnah says if you just say 2% of the whole thing should be truma gedolah. Let's say I'm a kohen and I'm permitted to eat truma gedolah, but I'm not permitted to eat tevel. So say 2% of the stuff should be Truma Gedolah. 10% should be Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon, Kohen can also take Maaser Rishon. And let's say I'm very poor, so I'm going to take the Maaser Rani also. So I say in 10%, and the next 10% should be Maaser Rani, and I'm permitted to eat Truma Gedolah, I'm permitted to eat Maaser Rishon, I'm permitted to eat Maaser Rani, and I'm permitted to eat the Chulam Mesukonim also. I'm just not permitted to eat Tevel. So I'll say 2% should be Truma Gedolah, 10% should be Maaser Rishon, and the next 10% should be Maaser Rani. And then I can sit and eat it. The Mishnah says no. If you're not kaveh amokm, you have to say which 2% is Truma Gedolah. You don't have to have hafrosha to pick it up.
Yeah.
No. The Mishnah says you don't have to. No, you don't even have to have kriya shen b'peh. You can have b'machshove. He can have in zin. He can have in mind, but he has to have in mind kviyas smakam. He has to have in mind the bottom 2%. The bottom layer of 2% of wine should be. Well, let's say he has fruits or vegetables. So you say the 2% going from right to left, they're going mitzvah from the dorm, he has to designate a kriyas mokum. If he doesn't make a kriyas mokum to say specifically which one should be Truma Gedolah, which one should be Maaser Rishon, says Ganeshver, that's Mishnah, is like that. So here, he does designate. He says which 2% should be Truma Gedolah. He doesn't know yet which. He says those droplets of wine which I will pour into container one, Amatzoy Yantav, Efer Abdullah, I don't know where they are now. Wherever they are, b'chomakam shehein, I designate them now as Truma Gedolah. But he doesn't know which droplets they're going to turn out to be. It'll be in his barer later, after Havdalah, it'll be Gloy Muslim Afrei, which droplets of wine they are. So that's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah, where they say yesh breir en breir. What's the case over there? He's mafrish ala tanai. That's legitimate. We have psukim and chumash. There is such a thing as tanai b'negodim neiruvin. The Chumash says I can make Kiddushin ala Tanai. I can say if it snows on July 4th, Hariyat Mekudeshes. If it doesn't snow, Hariyat Mekudeshes. And we're going to see what happens. I give the ring today, and what happens on July 4th is going to determine, my friend, whether the Kiddushin is called. You can give a get ala Tanai. Eretz is always divided ala Tanai. Im Yavru Unisatem. If Reuben and Gordon had to shave Tam and Asher help in the war effort to conquer Eretz Yisrael, then they get Deva Ayadin. Im Lo Yavru, and if they don't go, then Ochzeb Eserchechem. So what happens in the future in the Shevish Kopshu and the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, whether they will participate or not, that will determine whether their matana that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them in the name of HaKadosh Baruch, whether the matana of Eivra Yadin was Chal or was not Chal. So we learn from the parasha of Negodim Neruvin that there's such a thing as a Tanai. But the Gemara, the Tanaim have a machlek is, yeah, you can make a lot of things all the time. But this you can do also. It's not Mavurur which droplets of wine are being Chal. Thereby, B'negadim Neruvin, everything is clear. Let's say he's marrying the girl. Everything is clear. I'm the chas and she's the kala. The only question is, yes or no? Is the kedushin or is it not kedushin? So this will be determined on July 4th. So if it snows on July 4th, it's going to be kedushin as of today. Because I gave her the ring today. I said, I have a kedushin sli me'achshav on the condition that snows on July 4th. So that's the din of tonight. That some event in the future regulates the past to determine whether yes or no. The B'negadim Neruvin fighting in Eretz Yisrael or not fighting will determine whether they got the matan in Eretz Yisrael. That's legitimate. But to determine the nature of something, which drops of wine became Truma G'dayla, so that's a machlekes HaTanaim. Is that also included in the parsha of tonight? Oh no. Ein Breira, how can that be included in the parsha of tonight? So that's one machlekes HaTanaim, whether you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. Then you have another case. Then you have another case where there's a machlekes HaTanaim, let's say here. Seif Tumah Latzeis, about 15 lines from the bottom of the daf. We're going to have to read it inside, but I just want to first give an overview of what's going on. The Gemara has a din here. There's a dalet in brackets with an asterisk next to it. Hameis ba'bayis v'lo psachem harbe. Somebody died. So hameis is matami b'magam masa ba'ohel. But also, let's say there's a mace in this room. So the tumor goes out in the hallway because the doors are open. The tumor goes in the hallway, goes upstairs, goes downstairs, goes over here. Unless there's a door that's closed. The door is closed, the tumor doesn't go. But what happens, there's a mace in the room and all the doors are closed. We plan to leave the mace in the room? No, we're going to take the mace out to the cemetery. But all the doors are closed. So the shayla is, well, how do we plan to take him out? Do we plan to lower him through the window? Do we plan to take him that way, that staircase? Or do we plan to take him this staircase? So the direction we plan to take the mace, we see the person is about to die. And all the doors are closed, so we say, we make up our mind in advance. If he dies, the easiest way for the Chevra Kadisha to take him is to go that way. So then Halacha says, even though there's no Tumah Mamish, real Tumah Smeis would be Ohel if the doors are open. But if the doors are closed, that's also a form of Tumah Smeis. The question is, it Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Is it the Rabban? Is the question, what's the nature of this thing? We call it Seif Tumah Latzeis. Since we plan to take the mace through that door, even though the door is closed, it already has Tumah now. If the door would be open, is Mamish Ohel. If the door is closed, Lamashal, is the Kayin forbidden to walk in the area of Seif Tumah Latzeis? Any room in the building, because that's Mamish Tumah Soil. But if the doors are closed, but we plan to take the mace out there, so that's Seif Tumah Latzeis. We plan to take the mace over there, but the door is closed now, so that's a lower level of Tumah. That's a Tumah mace without the mace actually being there. So Mikra did, the Kohanim are really permitted to go there. And we're Machmer and Shulchan Aruch, they say, because the Minigov used to be Lachmer. So the Rishonim left it like that. They say, Aloshim Sholo Lashaber is Aminik, Nish Tzebrechen Aminik. The Minig was Lachmer. So they left it lahachna. But Nikra Adin, Rabbi Rishonim, hold the hakel there in the Seif Tumah Latzeis. So here the Gemara has the following shayla. Let's say someone dies in the room, all the doors are closed. So you don't know whether we're going to take the mace out that way or that way. So the Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah in Aholos, The Mishnah says that all the logical possibilities of taking the Mesat either that way, all the logical possibilities have a din of Softum Alotris Misafik. Because you don't know whether this way, this way, or Chumah. What happens if later on, Chavik Kadisha comes and they assess the situation? And they say, no, it's easier to go that way. Why should we go this way? Go, oh, it's too long. Here it's shorter. So they make up their mind, they're going to go this way. So Mikan Ulahabo, from now on, there's no more Softum Alotris in that direction. Do you say that Igloi Nusla Mafreya also? That the mace was all made lotzeis this way, because later on the Chevek Kaddisha came to assess the situation. They said, if we would have been there before, we would have told you in advance before he died that we're going to take him out there. So do you say it's only served to lotzeis that way? Or do you say no? So the Gemara says, this depends on the shaila of Yesh Breire or Ein Breire. This is a Breire. No one made a Tanai. What, the man when he died, he made a Tanai. If they take me out this way, the tomb should be this way. It doesn't matter what he says. It doesn't matter what the Chevek Kaddisha says. No one is a balabas to make a tanai over here. The dinim of tumah set in without any declaration. So this is Tosfos says in Gittin and other places in a few Masechtos. Tosfos points out that the different cases of breira, yesh breira, ein breira, are not necessarily identical. One could be machalik and can distinguish between the various cases. The one case of breira is when you made a tanai. Let's say mafri zayin the tumas and meisus. You have to have a kviyas smokim. You have to say, what are you designating? Which drops of wine are you designating in the Truma Gdola? Which are you designating? So it's vague. You want the Truma to be chal on something that's vague. So that's one question. Is that included in the parsha of Tanai? Is that legitimate Tanai? No, Ad Kedem Kach. The Torah can't include that in Tanai. If you're going to say a chalos is chal retroactively, where the nature of the chalos was unclear. At the time that being chal now, before Shabbos, I want the Truma to be chal. It's unclear the nature of the chalos, what is going to be chal on. So that's a machlekes by the yesh breira ein breira. The other case, the other case by the Sof Tumah Lotzeis, nobody made any tanai. It's just a din, the tumah of Sof Tumah Lotzeis, not a real tumah sohel. It's lower than ohel. It's not the same. Ohel is if the doors are open. Here the doors are closed. But it's a tumah al shem ha'osid, Sof Tumah Lotzeis, because ultimately we're going to take the mace out there. If all the doors are closed, you don't know where you're going to take them. So that's a possibility. That's a possibility. So all the mahalchem atomim is sofik. But if you designated which way you're going to go, so it's metame only that direction, al shem ha'asid, because we know ultimately we're going to take the mace there.
What's tomah?
There's kalim. No, the whole area under the roof. If the door would have been open, the tumor would continue under the ceiling, go by to the hallway, and so on. So even though the door is closed, we consider it as if the door is open already. Let's say like this. We know we're going to have in the funeral chapel. Let's say there's no mason in the funeral chapel. We know that someone died here now, 9 o'clock, and tomorrow morning we're going to take them to the funeral chapel. The levaya is going to be, the hespedim are going to be 9 o'clock in the morning. So you say, Sof Tumah Lotzeis. It's already told me in the funeral chapel, al shem ha'asid. No. Sof Tumah Lotzeis means like this. If it's in the same building where there's a god, there's an ohel. There's a roof that connects the maces here, and there's an ohel, and the ohel goes weiter. There's a roof over there. Ceiling goes weiter, except that there's a door that's closed. So the door's closed, so that's Tais in the tumah. The tumah doesn't go weiter. But because we plan to open the door, and we're going to take the mace out over there, we treat it as if the door is already open. But if it's a different building, and Gans in a different building, so you don't say, so ultimately we're going to bring the mace there, so it's already mitame al shem sofo. No, we just say, Sof Tumah Lotzeis, we treat it as if the door were open already now.
So you're extending the tumah's kelim outside.
So we extend the tumah's ames further, and all of the kelim, or all of the people that are in that hallway, are already coming now, even though the door is still closed. Rashi, in many places, a lot of Rishonim say that Sof Tumah Lotzeis is for the kelim that are there. So some achrayim amadaik only kelim. Adam is there, there's no din of Sof Tumah Lotzeis. In Shulchan Aruch they assume not so, because they have the chumah that kohanim are not permitted to be in the hallway where there's a Sof Tumah Lotzeis. So you see that they assume that tumah Sof Tumah Lotzeis goes on people also, not just on kelim. That meikra din we really pask in the kohanim are permitted to be in the place where the Sof Tumah Lotzeis, because that's a tumah's maze without really coming in contact with a maze. That's a chumah. So in Shulchan Aruch that shalol l'shaber is haminik, so we left this chumah. The minig was for a few generations that Kohanim used to be Nizer. And Sof Tumah Lotzeis said, the Rabbanim, a later generation, said it's really Mutter, but we'll leave it like that. But other examples of Tumas Mace without an actual mace, we really hold as Mutter. There's no gzera mid rabbanim.
So again, that way you can have a kohanim in a shul chapel and keep it room totally with mason, with the wall separating, whatever. You don't have kohanim in the building, you're already out of the building because you're afraid of such in the other rooms.
Sometimes the doors are open a little bit. If you have the door open at tefach, so the tumah goes through, but then it's not a chumrah, then it's a real din.
What if it's a room that it's impossible for the maid to be close through that room, and there's a separate entrance from the outside leading into a room where the chumrah could be? And then the maid is in another room entirely. There's no doorway.
There's
no doorway, right. But they're under the same roof, but there's walls.
No. Then it's not even such tumah lots. There's nothing in
that
thing. It's not even such tumah lots.
No, that's okay.
That is chaytis b'fnei atumah. So the Gemara often puts together all of these cases. The one case of yesh brer ein brer, when you made a tanai, you mafresh truma la tanai. So that's a shaila. Is that included in the parsha of tanai? The other case, seif tumah lot, says nobody made any tanai. It's a shaila. Do you say at the time the person died, we didn't know which direction we're going to take him? Later on, we determine the Chevek Kedushi comes to assess the situation. It's better to go, it's easier for us than then, the mace, to go that direction. So do you say, from the time that he died, it was Oymeh, the whole Tumah is Oymeh, Seif Tumah Lattes. Where is it Oymeh to go? B'shas Maisa, we didn't know, so we went Luchum in all directions. Now later on, we realized it wasn't Oymeh to go there. It's easier and more comfortable to take him here. So you say, it's really Oymeh to go here. Do you say, Yigloi Milsala Mafreya? Yesh Brei Ruhuba Adolana Mafreya, I was Oymeh to go there.
Sofam Machia.
Sofam Machia Chalchilot said that what? That it's Oymeh. Which is the Oymeh? Because the whole Shema Tumi depends on Oymeh Lotzis.
And what if they change their mind? You know, originally they thought maybe they'll go this way, then in the middle they changed their mind, they wanted to go the other way, so the Kelim on the other room would be coming.
Yeah. Then they'll come out, the Kelim Dafka in the other room would come. Yeah. Originally they planned to go one way, then ultimately they go another way. So however it turns out that they did, will you say, if you hold Yesh Breire, so you should say the Tumah, only the Tumah Sameis only goes in that direction, not in this direction. Or do you say Yem Breire? So you say the Tumah goes in all directions, because of the logical possibility in all the directions. And then in the case of Yerusha is a third kind of Breire, the way we discussed before. When the man dies and he has two children, so the din of Yerusha sets in, that the Sada, the big field or whatever, the two fields are on the shitzvah by all the children. And then 20 years later, down the line, they decide to divide. So do you say there's a delayed reaction that this too is included in the Hilchas Yerusha? That since ultimately Sada Aleph goes to Reuven and Sada Beis goes to Shimon, so we say at the time that the father died, at the time the rich uncle died, it was Oymed Lekach. There's a. It was Oymed Lekach that Sada A is going to go to Reuven and Sada B is going to go to Shimon. So therefore, that too was included in Parshas Yerusha, two parts to Hilchas Yerusha, that the Vaila for the first 20 years they honored Prisus Abayas, Bishutfis. And if and when they ultimately divide it, the Sada Aleph goes to Ruvain, Mitam Yerusha, you don't need a Hakno, so to stay Achuza, and so the base goes to Shimon, Mitam Yerusha, it's also stay Achuza. But he's saying, no, how can that be included? What do you mean? It was Oymed Lekach, Rezot, Yesh Breira. Just because later on I got married and I have children, I moved to New Jersey, you moved to Wyoming, these are things that developed later. So, and even if it was B'shas Ma'aseh, there's doctor, you say it was Oymed Lekach. You say that too is included in the Din Yerusha because it was Oymed Lekach that at the time of the death of the rich uncle, so the A was Oymed to go to Reuven, so the B, there's doctor, Oymed Lekach. Maybe you say Embryer, you don't say Hubra Dorah Mafir. So the Gemara puts together all of these categories of Brera. The Gemara is asking from one to the other. Who? How do you hold? You have Shmuel. Who are the names over here? You have Rav, and you have Shmuel, and you have Rav Boshio, and you have Rav Yochanan.
So if you say yes, Breira, that will be only in case that they split. And they say don't split.
If they don't split, there's no Shaila Breira. There's nothing to discuss. Yeah.
What does it say?
Because man, they don't split. The flight is a Seyachusa.
Who has a right, or who has the privilege to prepay within the first 2 days, the first two years? A Seyachusa, you can point it in 2 years.
If you sell it.
If you sell it.
Yeah, but they didn't sell it.
Yeah, but if one of them sells and the other one doesn't sell, you have another complication. He sells his part.
Yeah.
And if it is what? It is a stay-up-a-tour.
So they never made a chalukah, you mean? They never made a chalukah.
Yeah.
So when he sells his share to someone else, they right, they didn't make a chalukah yet.
Yeah.
So he owns it b'shutzvus with one of the brothers. Okay.
Yeah. And now he wants to buy it back. He wants to do a deal within 2 years. So as they are chuzur, he has a privilege to do it.
Yeah.
But if you say yesh b'rayru, it is not a stay of chuzur anymore.
I don't think Breyer applies over there. At the time that he sold it, it was still the Shutfis. It was still a Tfusis Abayis. It was a Steyachuzah. The only time there's a Machloik is whether the Achim Shecholku, whether it becomes a Steyachuzah or retains the status of a Steyachuzah.
To each other, not to somebody else.
That's when they make a Chalukah. When they make a Chalukah, then it's a Machloikis Tanoim and a Machloikis Amorim, whether it's a Yesh Breyer or Rein Breyer. But Kozman, they didn't make a halukah, so there's not chance to say Breira. There's a shaila the kids in Shulchan Aruch raises. Every bank in the world has a shutfus of Jews and non-Jews. Unless it's an Arab bank, then they don't have any Jewish shutfus. But a normal bank has a shutfus of Jews and non-Jews. So how can anybody ever borrow money from a bank for ribis? I'm borrowing money from a Jew and I'm paying ribis to the Jew. So Tominish, you're not allowed to.
I believe they have a heteriska.
If you make a heteriska, okay. But let's say the bank is afraid to make a heteriska, they can lose their money. He'll invest the money, he'll lose it, he won't have to pay. He'll swear that he lost all the money. So the bank will be left with nothing. So a lot of banks don't wanna get involved in a heteriska because they realize they can lose. So one of the Gedolim, the Marsham, had this Einfall. He says that since the Yiddish owner, the Yiddish Shutif in the bank is not standing there in the bank lending the money, he has tellers there who will lend out the money for him. So he claims that this takes off the Yisra Derais of Ribbis, because Leyasa Torah is not Ribbis Kitsutsa Derais, it's only Ribbis Derabona. Why? Because the Gemara has a statement, Leyasa Torah, Ribbis Abomi Ad Loivili Ad Malda. So since the money is not loaned directly from the Yiddish Malva to the Yiddish Leuva, it's done via Goyish or Shlich in the bank, so that's not Ribbis Derais. Most of the Poskim hold is not correct, but that's what he claims. So he says you're only dealing with Ribbis Derabbanan. And then he says, since it's Ribbis Derabbanan, so you say with respect to Dinam Derabbanan, that's the maskana here. With respect to Dinam Derabbanan, so you say Yesh Breira. So what do you say Yesh Breira? So we say Yesh Breira, when a Jew borrows money from the bank, we assume he's borrowing the Goy's money. And when the Jewish money is being lent to Goyim. So the later Paschim say, that's not what it means, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. That whatever is best to my interest, that's what happened. No, the Machlag is Yesh Breira, Ein Breira goes, if you would have Yidin and Goyim would be Shutfim in a bank. And then they would divide all the assets. If they make a Chalukah, so when they make a Chalukah, do you say Yesh Breira, do you say Ein Breira? Because when they didn't make a Chalukah, nobody says Yesh Breira. There's no Machlagis. By that kind of brayer, by the brayer Achim Shecholku, when you have shutfim making a halukah, then it's a machlokes where they say yesh brayer ain't brayer. But Kozman, they didn't make a halukah. Kozman, the bank is still working the shutfim, so there's no issue of brayer. So here the Gemara, let's go back again. The Gemara raised the question, if the two people bought a barrel of wine together, Erev Yontif, I'm not going to drink up the whole barrel. We plan to divide it. We're busy on Erev Yontif, we didn't have a chance to. So we divided the barrel on Yontas, you get a half a barrel, I get a half a barrel. But it happens you have a different chum and I have a different chum. So do you say since the barrel of wine was on b'shutzis in the beginning of Yontas by both of us, so you can only carry the barrel of wine in that area where there's overlap, your chum and my chum? Like Shnaim Shishalu Chaluk Me'echod in Zeiriv Litzach and Zeiriv Lidoron, and you can only carry the chaluk, the garment, in the area that has the overlap. Or do you say, no, maybe I should say over here, we knew in advance we're going to divide the barrel of wine. And it was Eimid Lekach. So even though we didn't know which droplets of wine I'm going to get, which you're going to get, but maybe I should say Yesh Breira. So later when we divide it, the half a barrel that I get, I say that was Eimid Lekach, that was going to be my half a barrel. And that's all it depends on, because we paskin like Rav Deisa over here. That was on the top line. Rav Deisa said, not only if I got the Pikudin before Yontif, I got the Matana before Yontif, if it's Oymet to become mine, before Yantif. If I called you up and I said I'd like to borrow a Gemara, he said, okay. So that Gemara already is kind of Shvisa by me. It's not kind of Shvisa by you, it's kind of Shvisa by me. Because it was Zayim of a Kach to be given to me, either Pipikodin or the Moatana, or whatever it happens to be, or the Mechira, whatever the case
is. The way it turns out later on, this is what we assume was the fact at the time when it all started.
Oh, so Rab Deisa says that we Palacha Ki Rab Deisa, he says. Rab Deisa says that in a case where we made up in advance, I'm going to lend you this Gemara. I have a Shas Gemara Beitza. You called up on Ariel and said, you want to borrow my Gemara? I said, I know which Gemara I'm going to lend you the Gemara. So then when you come in the middle of Yontif in the afternoon and you borrow it, you can take it to your Tchum. Because all along it had your Tchum. Because it was Oymed Lekach from before Yontif is going to go to you. But the Shaila is here, we have a barrel of wine. We didn't know which half is going to be mine, which is... It was Oymed Lekach before Yontif we made up, we're going to divide the barrel of wine. And it's going to be, half is going to be for you, half is going to be for me, but we didn't decide which is which. So the Gemara holds that this depends on Yesh Breira and Breira. If Yod Huvar Adov Lamafreya, you say Gloy Musa Lamafreya, that this half of the barrel was Oymed Lekach to be mine. Oh, it's Oymed Lekach, that's all you need. Oymed Lekach, the din is like Reb Doisa. If it was Oymed Lekach, then it has my Tchum. And if your half of barrel was Oymed Lekach, it's Oymed to be yours, it has your Tchum. It doesn't have my Tchum. So that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel by the Chovish Ol Yain. That Shmuel says Chovish Nami Asur, he holds Ein Breira. If it would be clear that it's Oymed Lekach, if I have a Gemara that I made up, I'm going to lend you in the middle of Yontif, it is Oymed to be given to you in the middle of Yontif, then Rav Deisa says it has your Tchum. But here, since it wasn't yet determined which half of the barrel is going to be, which drops are going to be for you, which are going to be for me, so Shmuel holds Ein Breira. And even though the whole din of Tchumen is Lab Deraisa, and the din of the Rambam holds that even if Tchumen would be Deraisa, and Yontif is only the Rabbanan, the Rambam holds only on Shabbos is Deraisa, Rambam holds even Yom Kippur is only, Tchumen is only Menatar on Shabbos, and Yom Kippur and Yontif is only the Rabbanan. We hold everything is the Rabbanan, the whole institution of Tchumen is only the Rabbanan. So Shmuel holds no. Chavis Nami Asura, Shmuel holds Ein Breira, not by Dinam Deraisa, not by Dinam Derabbanan. And Rav is unclear. Rav, we don't understand. Why did he make a compromise between the Chavis and the Behemoth? They made up an event. They bought a Behemoth. I don't have so many people in my family to eat a whole Behemoth. I can eat a half a Behemoth. Both days on, they can eat a half a Behemoth. We made up, we're going to buy Behemoth together, we're going to shecht it on Yontif, we're going to divide it on Yontif, half is going to be you, half is going to be for me. But we didn't know which half is going to be for you, which, if we would have made up in advance, you're going to get the right half, I'm going to get the left half. So there would be no machlekes. The right half is Zayim Lekach that is going to be for me, and the left half is Zayim Lekach is going to be for you. But we didn't determine in advance who's going to get which half. So that's the same Shaila as Breira by the Chavis. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Michael Sova Rav on the second wide line. What is the compromise of Rav based on? What does he hold? Ikosova, if he thinks he is Breira, if he holds it, you say Huvra Dovelam Afreya, even though it wasn't designated who's going to get which half. But he holds that Oymed Lekach, I feel the Behemoth history. So say the same by the Behemoth, as he say by the barrel of wine, Dikasaba, Ein Breira. And if by the Behemoth he holds no Breira, so I feel the Chavit Nami Asura. So what is the compromise based on? Tanais and Akasha.
Yeah, but if you say Eish Breira and it never happens as you expected, they never sold, they sold the Behemoth, they sold the Chuvias altogether. So the whole concept of Yesh Breira is that later on it will turn out that this part was mine, this was yours. But it never happened.
No.
They sold it as
children. They never separated.
They never
separated.
Then
you can't say Breira.
No Breira.
You can't say Breira.
So when you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, that is only if after Yontif it turned out that they divided.
In the middle of Yontif, we divided the Behemoth, and we said in advance of Yontif we're going to divide the barrel, we're going to divide the Behemoth. We just didn't say who's going to get which half.
They're just trying to look into the future.
So if we would have known in the beginning of Yontif that this half is aimed to be for me, that would have been enough to be kind of shvisa for my tchum. And if you know that half is aimed to be yours, that would be, so that's the machloik, that's the shayla when they say yesh ve'amir, can you use such a word that it was aimed lekach?
But how legally you really cannot own half of something which is not divisible. All you can own is the right to half of it. You don't own half, so therefore in the beginning there did not exist two parts of the barrel of wine. There only existed
one barrel of wine, who each one has a claim to half a barrel of wine. What we determine about the claim, and the claim can tomorrow, Steinmachen tell us they will make coolish me. They probably will not agree that I wanted more, and they will never separate. Basically, there is no such thing as two people owning half of something. Don't you have a claim to something?
Why can't they own half?
They don't own, you don't own half of something.
Why not?
How can you own half of something? You don't have a claim. You have a claim to half of it.
No. Schutzen, I own half and you own half.
No.
The half that's mine is not yours. And the half that's yours is not mine.
You can't own half.
Why not? You have a little number like that. Schutzen.
Just talking about
life,
behemoth.
Yeah, no.
Business, but where you own it, but you don't own it, but you can't differentiate one of the things from the other.
That's the nature of the din of shutfus, no? The half that's mine is not yours. The half that's yours is not. I can't sell that. Look, a shutfus can sell his half. But in the Talmud you can. The shutfus can sell it, doesn't he?
So many words. Shnayim shelochem erev yontev lechalkon beyontev.
Yeah.
Because the intention was there all the time.
To divide it. Yeah.
This behemoth is a live behemoth.
Yeah, live behemoth.
This is talking about life.
Yeah.
Because of that behemoth.
Dead behemoth would be perhaps the same shayla. Dead behemoth also, we bought 20 pounds of flesh. We can't eat 20 pounds. My family can eat 10 pounds, your family, but we didn't determine who's going to get which 10 pounds. So then if we determine in the middle of Yantar, be the same shayla as the chavis. Same shayla where they say, yesh breira rein breira. Can you say it was oimed lekach or not? We're not going to say it's Huvra Dovel Amafreya that Soda A belonged to Reuven all along as of 20 years ago. No, the first 20 years it was owned by Shutfis. We're only going to say that Soda A Mikanal Habo, after they agree, mutually agree to divide it, Soda A belongs to Reuven Mitam Yerusha, so you don't need Haknor. And Soda B Mikan Vielach goes to Shimon Mitam Yerusha, you don't need Haknor. That's the Shaila. No one says Huvra Dovel Amafreya that Soda A always belonged to Reuven. It's not true. A and B belong to Shutfis to both of them for the first 20 years. Machlekes says, do you say there was a delayed reaction in the Hilchas Yerusha that even Mikana Lahabo, it remains a stay achuza by each one? Or no, now it's a stay mikna, you can't have a delayed reaction because you can't say it was Zayim Lekach. So that's the Gemara's Kasha on Rav. How does Rav make such a compromise between Chavis and Beimah? What is it based on? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Zog the Gemara. The answer is that Rav holds Yesh Breir. What does he hold? He holds in Kol HaTerakula Yesh Breir. He holds because Tchumen is only the Rabbanon Yesh Breir. We're not sure. Maybe he holds only because Tchumen is the Rabbanon. That's going to be the final maskana. Tchumen is only the Rabbanon, so we're makel to say Yesh Breir. The Shanya, Behemah is different from the barrel of wine because we happen to be talking about a live Behemah. And if it's a live Behemah, then he says it's a problem because Yanki Tchumen Mehadodi. A live behemoth, so the blood is circulating in the whole system and there are enzymes and everything is moving around from one part of the behemoth to the other part of the behemoth. So there's an asinus tam. So it comes out that the chelik of the behemoth that's going to go to Reuven and he's going to go, he made an erev chumah to the north and Shimon made an erev chumah to the south, so we're going to divide the behemoth. Part of the half of the behemoth that I'm going to walk off with is going to have a tam from the half of the behemoth that's yours, because the two halves of the behemoth were yoning from each other, calls man that they were alive. The chavis, whichever particles of wine go to you, they have no hashpa on my particles. Why? Because the particles of liquid are bouncing around all the time. A strange Gemara. They were not happy with Rav's answer. That's what he says. Amalei Rav Kana Rav Asi Le Rav. They were talmidim of Rav. So they said to him, "What are you talking?" They started to scream. "What are you talking?" Lisa Mukta Loi Chashishu. Lisa Tchumen Chashishu. You're worried about what? That I'm going to take the half of the behemoth that's mine has my tchum to the south, but I'm carrying a tam. Part of the juices in the behemah were kind of shvisa by you, and part of the juices in your half of the behemah were kind of shvisa by me, because the juices are moving back and forth. You say, wait a minute, it's not butthole. You're so worried about that. What are you so worried about the yinika of the tam because of the issue of tchumen? Shouldn't you be more concerned about the unique of an issue of muktzeh? What's muktzeh? What is this all about? What exactly is the kasha? The Gemara says Rab didn't answer the kasha. Shas and Rab didn't answer. So this is a question in Shas. What is he talking about muktzeh? So Rashi has a very in the machlekes Rashi and Tais. Rashi has a very strange interpretation. Rashi says like this: we always give the marshal, I have ice cream in the freezer for the birthday party that's going to be next week. So that's the original machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, whether ice cream in the freezer is muktzeh or not. So if you're from muktzeh, the ice cream, and I change my mind, shalashuv this time, I want to eat the ice cream, the Rav Yehuda holds that it's muktzeh, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi says like this: we have a behemah, I'm not a ganav, if you're not a ganav, I'm not going to eat your hair for the flesh, you're not going to steal my hair for the flesh. So your hair for the flesh is like ice cream in a freezer for the birthday party, I'm not going to touch that. I have in mind not to gamber from you, and you don't want to gamber from me. So why is Rav worried about the tam that when I take my hair for the flesh to the I made an eretz chumah to the south, I take mine to the south and it's outside of the area that's overlapping, so I'm taking my flesh is okay, but my flesh has a pesenasinas tam from the schmaltz that's from your hair, and I'm taking your schmaltz a little bit of mashuv schmaltz chutz l'tchum. Why isn't he worried about the muktzeh? Your hair is like the ice cream in the freezer. I don't want to gamble your hair. So it should be. Why isn't he more worried about the Nesina's Tam of the Muktzeh? Why is he worried about the Nesina's Tam of the Chutz L'Tchum? Let him worry about the Nesina's Tam of the Muktzeh. The answer is he holds like Reb Shimon. What's the Kasha? So Rashi holds the Kasha in the Gemara is if you hold like Reb Yudah. The Kasha is if one assumes like Reb Yudah. That's the Kasha. So Tosis says, what's that? What do you mean if I come and I visit you on Yom Tov and I give you a bottle of wine? If I wouldn't give you the bottle of wine, you're not going to gamble my wine, I'm not going to gamble your wine. So in the middle of Yom Tov, you invite me. I didn't have a wine. Middle of Yom Tov, you invite me. Middle of Yom Tov, I decide to give you a bottle of wine. So I can't eat your food because it's muktzeh. Because in the beginning of Yom Tov, I had in mind not to eat your food. And I give you a bottle of wine, you didn't have a mind to drink it, so the bottle of wine is muktzeh for you. So I said, it's ridiculous. A mission in the end of the first parak. You visit each other on Yom Tov, I give you a bottle of wine, you eat the flesh.
Right.
What kind of muktzeh? Muktzeh is I put it away in the freezer, no one's going to eat the ice cream until the birthday party next week. That's muktzeh. Okay, that no one's going to eat it, but because I'm not going to gamble you, it's muktzeh for me, but it's not muktzeh for you. So Tosi says they can't agree with what Rashi said. So they gave a different shot. What's the Gemara hacking over here? What are the two Amoroim, ask a kasha, the two Talmidim of Rav, ask a kasha for muktzeh? So Tosi says what it means is the following. Every behemoth, every animal keeps on growing. It doesn't stay the same. So in the beginning of Yom Tov, the animal was like this. And then some of the cells died and some new cells developed. In the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of Yom Tov, some new cells developed. So the new cells that developed, in the middle of Yom Tov, that should be Neilat Gomor. And everybody agrees that Neilat Gomor is Muktzeh. So why can you ever shecht any behemah on Yom Tov? A barrel of wine stays the same. It doesn't develop no more new wine. But behemahs keep on growing, so the little bit of new cells that develop in the middle of Yom Tov, that should be noilat, so it should be muktzeh. So the answer is bottle b'rayt, bottle b'shishim, so what are you worried about? So what are you worried about? That's what they asked. What are you worried about? That the chutz l'tchum, that there's a mashahu of schmaltz over here that came from your hair for the behemah.
Yeah.
So I'm taking your mashahu of schmaltz chutz l'tchum. What do you mean? It's bottle b'rayt, it's bottle b'shishim. What kind of mashahu of schmaltz? And if he's so worried about it, why isn't he worried about the muktzeh? About the muktzeh of the noilat, about the cells that developed in the middle of Yom. That's how Taisus learns the kasha.
So can just say that, say, why get involved into the whole problem? Tis a matayra l'hoiloch, or asura l'hoiloch. Let's have the machlokes, or let Rav give up at sakten, that not only are you not allowed to take the time outside of the tchum, but you cannot go on, you are not even going to be allowed to shecht the behemah and to eat at the Yom Tov.
Can I have shecht any behemah?
Yeah.
Can I have shecht any live animal on Yom Tov?
Right, and that is more of a machloikas, and a machloikas, he wants to bring it to Chutz L'Tchum.
Right, that's what they asked him. That was the kasha. It's ridiculous what you're saying. If you say that the mashahu is not bottle,
yeah,
it's a hamashahu. So how can anybody ever shecht a live animal on Yom Tov? It's always a mashahu of new cells. That was the kasha.
Exactly.
Right, that was the kasha. So the Gemara says Shasik Rabbi didn't answer the kasha. So the Mishnah Berurah says this is a topic in Shas. Rav was very. Rav had esen mili de chassidus of Rav. Chubas Hagam said one of them was he never spoke sicha b'teila. Not only didn't speak sicha b'teila, even in learning, flegei kargen v'ata, he didn't say a full sentence when it wasn't necessary. And who decides whether it's necessary? He decides whether it's necessary. So a lot of times Rav said a half a sentence, and the Talmidim didn't understand, and he wouldn't explain himself. That's it. He would never say the same thing twice. The Gemara asked, "V'hamar Rav Chadazim et Hashem Gezok." I say the same shir a lot of times. No, Rav wouldn't say the same thing twice. Sicha b'teila. So that's a question. Shasik Rav. Whenever you have a shas, Rav set up his piece. He says it didn't, and then they said the Talmidim started to scream. How can it be? It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't say anything. So it doesn't mean that he gave in to them. That you're right. I made a mistake. Oh no, I'm not going to explain it. Sicha b'teila. You should understand on your own. So that's a problem. So the Rambam and you see the letter Dalit. Rav Amar Chavis Muteris Bei Masura on the first white line. So the Rambam and the Rif Paskin like Rav. I they shlug them up. No, Shasik Rav, he didn't bother to explain it, but it makes sense. Rav is right. And many other Rishayim say no. Whenever you have this style in the Gemara that they, Rav made a statement, they asked a kash and he didn't answer, it means that he admitted that he made a mistake. So you should not Paskin like Rav. So this is a Diyun, is a Shaila with the Shtika Kohido. He's masking that they're wrong. A Shtika Rav, that's a Shaila. When Rav is Shasik, maybe it's not a shtika gadol because he was a big shaskan, he was a big schweiger. Even in learning, he didn't like to talk too much. And that's a shaila. What do you do with the shasik rav? Was blight? Were the rav shita remains la halacha or not?
Halacha b'shira, no. Rav is halacha b'shira.
Usually, when there's a machlekes rav Shmuel, which is here, hilchus k'rabbi yisurik yishmol b'din. But when they shlug them up and he schweigs, so that's a new question. Whether that rule applies. Oh no, shtika koido. He was masking. He didn't have an answer. They stumped him, so he's wrong. Oh no, the shtika was that you should understand on your own. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes a rishonim. How do you deal with this gemara?
Well, you want to use the head there, rebuttal below by Nolai. Can we do that? Shouldn't we say that
Yeshua Batirin? Dov Sheishel Matirin. That's the shaila. That's what the rishonim explained. Since Mukta Zachadov Sheishel Matirin, so maybe I should say it's not bottle. Maybe you should say no, it's so insignificant. Yeah, that's not a double shayshul.
It wasn't there before. The cow is there. It's just 27 additional cells in there. I mean, how can you, I don't understand that the concept is no less
here. On the 27 cells? That's it. That's the shayla. The din of double shayshul matir is 9 bottles, only if it's min b'mina. Min b'shein amina is not so. So that's the shayla. Like you said, the 27 cells. You're shechting a behemoth, you're not eating cells, you're eating a behemoth. So maybe that's like mimishena mina, that the head there is nikra shem the behemoth. I'm eating flesh, I'm not eating the noiladika cells. So that's probably the answer. Why Dov Shesh Matirin does not pose a problem. But that's how the Rishonim worded. That was the kasha. Isn't it a Dov Shesh Matirin? So even though it's only a mashu, it should not be bottle. Okay, we'll have to continue next week. This is a complicated gemara.
Yeah, very.
In this week's parsha, we find Yankov Avinu is mispalel the way Yidden are normally mispalel. When we daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, no, we daven for a shidduch. Hazos yispalel kol chosid leis mitzvah. The Gemara says the Isha, you daven the shidduch. You daven, you should have shalom bayis. Daven, you should have children. The children should be healthy. The children should find shidduchim, and they should have grandchildren and so on. You daven for panosa. We're not supposed to daven for ashiris. Yankov Avinu is mispalel to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He doesn't ask for Ashiris. It's a big Nisayan Ashiris. The Pasuk in Mishle says that the Psukim seem to imply that the Nisayan of Ashiris is much more difficult than the Nisayan of Aniyas. People are very wealthy, sometimes go off the deep end. People are very poor, often give up the whole religion. But more often, the Nisayan of Ashiris will be Maver Adam al Das Kain, more so than the Nisayan of Aniyas. It's more difficult to withstand. So that's why people usually are not mispalel for Ashiris. Religious Jews do like Yankov Avinu, just nasan li lechem lecha leveged lilbush. I do ask a kasha, but Rav used to daven the tefillah of Rav that we say by Rosh Chodesh. Chaim Shalosha v'chavad. Chaim Shalosha v'chavad, yeah. So they say, they don't think that it means, the Mefarshim say, it does mean that he's asking for Ashiris. Sometimes there are wealthy people who dress like Aniyim. They're misers, they don't enjoy their life. So they're Ashirim, but they don't have a Chaim Shalosha. And sometimes there are poor people, they're not so wealthy, but they live. They live without a worry. They're not worried about the future, and they have enough food to eat, and they're not pinching pennies. So you ask for a chayim shaloisha. You're not asking for ashiras. We want to lead a chayim shaloisha. You can be an oni. You can be an average, make an average parnasa without having ashiras, but still lead a life of ashiras. Like you say, chayim shaloisha bechovid. We're asking for covid. Is that nice to ask for covid? She asks for a chayim shal covid. It doesn't mean covid. A chayim shal covid, the covid take a life and a style of living of ashiras. But it doesn't necessarily mean ashiras. Okay. Right. That's Chaim Shaloisha. Chaim Shaloisha. Samech Bechalka. Exactly. Yeah. A punishment. The question should be a punishment. Why is it a reward? I don't know. Sometimes, very often, the ashiras is a punishment. The people suffer from ashiras. Sometimes it's better just to have the, like Yaakov Avinu was found, lechem lecha levega lilush. Sometimes it's better than the ashiras. This is in Europe.
Yeah, boy. What happened? He was taken to Auschwitz in 1941 and killed and then sent home the ashes. They said, what is the ashes? Somebody from the local community made them a table. They wrote Agasha Efret here and they have a hope in the club. It's like Ako. It is me that when you don't bury the body, when you only bury your book, the ashes, if you don't have the reward, if you have to write in the ashes,